We're back like we never left. It's The Shy. It's episode 5. Today was a good day. Stay tuned right here.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. Today
was a good day. Hey.
Listen here, y'all.
Today was a beautiful day, man.
It really was. It really was.
It's Sunday.
We on the West Coast.
Okay.
We represent Ice Cube tonight.
Hey. Yeah. One time for the West Coast. Two times for The Shot coming back tonight.
Come on,
though.
I'm so excited. Listen. We're going to introduce each other and then we're going to talk about how day was a good day.
Yes.
What's going on, mi gente? You already know I'm your favorite Afro-Latina. My name is Franceli Chama and I'm here, you know, holding it down for the four. You know, our girl is out there at the film festival. What film festival?
She's at the Mammoth Film Festival
doing holding it down. So. I'm your lead host for tonight. You can follow me at all things at Selly Hangout. And where can they follow you, ladies?
What's up, guys? It's your girl, Drew Jones. And you can follow me on all the things at OK Drew J.
Hey, guys. I'm Dominique Sarita. And you can buzz me on all things at Dominique Sarita. But like Selly say, today was a good day for all of us. Don't you all agree?
Hello.
It was a bomb day. Sunday, fun day.
Listen, I want to start off with giving a shout out to Zayas and Roberta, who are already on the live chat with us. I love it when people are already, you know, engaging.
Yeah.
So if you want to engage with us tonight, make sure you get on the live chat and, you know, we'll give you a shout. And shout outs to Marcus Gardley, who wrote tonight's episode.
I love tonight's episode.
It was so true.
Come on.
So true.
So speaking of good days, did y'all have a good day, ladies?
I did. It's my birthday weekend.
Hey! Happy birthday to you.
So I went to the beach and it was nice.
That's nice. I like that.
Let the sun shine on you.
You glowing, girl.
That's the Fenty, but thank you.
Dominique, did you have a good day?
I did. I started my day off with church and then I ate lunch and I went to the new shopping center. But you know, Sundays is always like a powerful day. Get your week going.
Come on now.
But it doesn't matter if like you're on the East Coast and it's raining or it's snowing. It feel like it's always sunny on a Sunday.
Yes.
Sunday fun day.
It's always
Sunday, fun day.
How was your day, girl?
Listen, I've been hustling, working hard. You know, okay. New York is, you know, time is money. No, I'm joking. But I'm in two readings for Black History Month.
Yes.
So
yes.
I have rehearsal for both of them. It's going to be incredible. Like I said, follow me at All Things That Selly Hangout and you'll know more about it. But today we'll do a segment later on. So guys on the live chat, tell us your tweetable and quotable moments. I know I wrote mine down.
Same.
We'll get to that later. But let's just kick it off with our boy Emmett. I want to go through his journey really quick because that's who kicked off the episode.
Yes.
Did you guys notice, you know, the way the show opened, Emmett is running through the streets of Chicago, which I thought was beautifully shot. Shout outs to the director of the episode. But he actually tipped the bum. Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
This out. He was raised right, okay? Emmett is raised right. He give when he can, and he gonna take when he can, too. But he's on the right path. Like, he's doing what he gotta do. Yeah. He know he late for work. I'm gonna go up here and run in here. How many times we all been late for work, and we try to run in there like we was there the whole time? Like, you know, he's just doing what he gotta do, you know?
Yeah, I like...
He's stepping up.
I agree. I like how Emmett's, like, getting it together, you know? He's finding his little flow, and he's being a cute little single daddy. And he's just doing the thing. He's supporting his little baby, little Emmett Jr.
For me, it's the little things. Like everyone, I believe everyone who watches TV and is a fan of a show watches television differently.
Yes.
And I pay attention to those like little nuances. Like, oh, here is a single black father that's struggling in the hood of Chicago in the South Side, but still took a moment to acknowledge someone on the corner and leave a little change. So I appreciated that. Thanks, y'all. The Shy. I appreciate that.
I appreciate
But
you.
Emmett also gets himself in trouble. He may tip a few people, but he needs a tip in eavesdropping. Can we talk about that for a second?
I think Emmett doesn't, even though he's in Chicago, I really don't fully believe he understands how things work when it comes to the street life. His main concern is just trying to get a check, just trying to survive. But I feel like he doesn't know the rules. You know what I'm saying? And that's where he's finding himself. You know, even when we thought it was like a little cartel going on, but it was actually, we found out, with cigarettes. You know, I just feel like he's trying to figure it out, man.
Yeah, he's just out here being a pretty boy, you know, knocking everybody up. But he really needs to learn to, like, chill and to, like, pay attention to his surroundings. Because I feel like, first of all, $100 is not going to get me driving a random-ass van.
Well.
Second of all, Q, I'm not going to be on the same block as Q. Like, let alone am I going to, like, creep up on him. talking to Sunny. No, like, Q scares me. I'm not.
Yeah, Q's a scary guy. Q is a scary guy. But Emmett, like you said, is trying to be a good father, and he's hustling. So he starts to. He hustled up those sneakers for Amir. Because Amir really wanted. He's like, look, I'll get you this job. We've been gone for a few weeks, y'all. So I'm a, you know, I'm gonna catch y'all. So he's like, "Yo, I'm gonna get, I'll get you the sneakers if you get me this job at the store."
Right.
But Lord and behold, that wasn't what he was in for. He was in for something else. What did you guys think before you saw what was really in the van? What did you assume was in the van? Y'all tell me too on the chat.
Oh,
what did you
assume was in the van? I thought it was cocaine. I thought it was guns. I thought it was everything. I didn't know what was in it. I was scared. It was just kid.
No, I thought it was going to be something corny. Like, I had a feeling it wasn't going to be something mad crazy. Because I already think Emmett has a lot of heat, so I didn't think I didn't think the writers were going to add something else to it. I thought it was going to be something weird, like, I don't know, adult toys or something. Like, there's going to be some weird side hustle. Yes. But cigarettes, okay.
Yeah, we can do that.
I can
draw a cigarette.
But it's interesting how Emmett really, we've seen this throughout the last five episodes. Emmett is not built for this life.
He's not. He's
because really not. He's sweating bullets. He can't keep it together. Mm-mm. And all this time, it was Lucy's. Like, when I saw the cigarettes, I was like, boy, you were sweating. Like, you was in the Sahara Desert.
He was driving and like, I was like, listen, the number one rule.
Get out the daggone car. Yeah. I'm like, he says, stay.
He's looking around, acting around. I'm like, the number one rule when driving while black is to not look suspicious. And you're just like peeking around. I'm like, listen, I'm surprised you didn't get pulled over.
And he does not listen because they're like, stay in the van. And he tried to get out the van. Like, bro, what is wrong with you? But I love how they drop gems of facts. Like, Amir really broke it down to why Lucy's are sold in the hood.
Yeah.
And the economic structure of why it makes sense, not just for the folks buying them, but for the folks selling them.
Yeah.
But that's why it's illegal, right? Because, you know, it's a way around the tax. So, shout outs to the Shy for dropping gems.
But you know what else was, like, around the way of tax was definitely the guns. You see them, like, purchasing the guns and buying them and probably reselling them and using them in a corner. But it's like, it doesn't matter if things are technically illegal or legal. Mm-hmm. Everybody's doing something they shouldn't be doing, you know? So, and they're finding these things in the black community. That's what keep us...
I mean, and that's a great way to segue to Reg and us being in this middle of, like, what do we call those boxes?
I don't know.
Don't judge me, y'all. I forget. The crates.
Yeah, like, I don't know, giant crates.
Well, we know. You saw the episode. That's why you're watching the after show. So, the guns are in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jake, the little brother, is doing the most, trying to get a gun for the gram. I mean, listen, I feel like he got the gun for the gram. Did you not?
He definitely got the gun for the gram. And this is why social media need to chill out. Because people be out to lose their lives over social media. Who are you trying to keep a kill
Listen,
for?
People have gotten arrested
for
by
a
being
picture.
Because they're posting their guns, their drugs, their money, and the cops find. I'm like, you guys,
so stupid, so stupid.
It's not funny, but kind of like it reminds me. I used to work at the Boys and Girls Club in Atlanta. Shout out to y'all, Decatur, miss y'all. But it reminds me of all the times I had to get on them for posting stupid stuff.
Yeah,
I'd be like, if you don't take that off and go home and talk to your mama. I swear.
Posting the wrong pictures on the gram got me in trouble, actually, y'all. Ooh. This is a really funny story. One day, I called out of work sick. I wasn't really sick. And I posted a picture of me on the beach. And I went back to work the next day. And they was like, what happened? I'm still sticking with the lie, girl. You know, you got to stick with it.
Oh,
I'm like, I was
man.
Sick. I was sick. And they pulled up my picture on Twitter. And it was like, we see you at the beach. And they actually suspended me. But I thought I was too
bossy.
You should
have
said
it was a TBT.
But since then, I haven't been the same on Twitter. I was like, I don't post. It got me scared for life.
Listen.
But
you can't just
post instant moments like that. Like, it's just not wise in the long run. It always come back at you.
Listen,
always.
So we got some folks in the chat.
Hey, y'all.
Roberta Wright says, honestly, I thought it was some terrorist apparatus. The guys
ISIS
loading up the truck were such hoods and what does it say? Dared Emmett to get out the van. I mean, you know, that's the thing. I love the transparency of the language because... You know, Amir said that to Emmett. He's like, you over here talking about Black Lives Matter, but then you turn around and call me ISIS. Mm-hmm. You know, there's all these prejudices or stereotypes that people say they don't see color, but listen,
It is what it
Look,
is.
Look, you see the color of the shirt you bought when you went to the store. Mm-hmm. You can't tell me you don't see the color of my skin. Yeah. You know, we all do it in some kind of way.
Yeah.
Consciously or unconsciously.
True. I think it's an interesting testament to, like, how people of color in general, like, we know about oppression, but we're still so quick to have oppressive views against one another.
Yeah.
Which is how the man keeps us down. So we need to stop that.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Speaking of the man keeping people down, the little boys... They just trying to get some snacks. You know, the money is real. You know, Reg gave Jake the $100 bill.
He did.
Has that ever happened to you? You gone to a store and somebody tried to really check your money?
Yay.
Hurry up and buy. No.
See, there you go. See what she did but just again,
there? Actually, I check money all the time because you just never know if this is Monopoly or not. You just got to keep.
I was going to say, I do check my own money because, like, if it would happen to anyone, I feel like it would happen to me.
Yeah. Right.
But no, I get that stuff all the time, especially when I go to the beauty supply and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna take my money elsewhere. No, I'm not, because I need my edges laid. So take this.
You need the eco
It's real. Well. It's real. It's mine.
I mean, the kids, they trying to get snacks, and then Kev's bike is stolen by his stalker, aka Maisha.
Yes.
Bless her heart.
You know.
And we see a different side of her, actually.
We sure do.
When he go back to locate the bike, he noticed that she has a child on her arms, and she's actually not as aggressive. You know, she's like, I just need to borrow. First of all, the definition of borrowing, I need you to tell me when you're going to borrow something. Don't just take it. But then we notice that she has a child, and you know, her mannerism is a lot calmer, and he's like, you know what, just keep the bike. You know, you want to need it for a few, you want a baby, go ahead and keep it. I mean, I like that.
I really love that Kev did that. You know, he's like, you know what, keep the bike. But then, not only did he do that, but then he covered for her to the friends. Yep. You know, like, he could have easily been like, yo, she being a bully, but it's because she's covering for this. Because a lot of times, people who are bullies
come from a hurt place.
You know, they're covering, they're trying to keep the attention away from themselves and what they're really going through. So, the layers, people, the layers.
And I also thought it was real, too, because I noticed when you was like, wait, how old is she? She got a baby. And me and Drew was like, hold on, we know people who had kids when they were in middle school. And I think that's like, I'm not saying glorify it, but represent it. Because there's people out here that's depressed. They don't want to go to school because they have kids, and they have to shy themselves, and they don't want to be themselves, you know? So if it happened, it happened. Move on with it and live your life, you know? Like, don't be depressed about it. Just move forward. Well, maybe bring back sex ed in school, though. Maybe I should bring
that
back.
Yeah, let's, please. Father God.
Speak on
in the name.
In the name.
Listen, Ronnie's still alive and kicking.
Yes.
I mean, Lord.
Ronald Davis. I cannot.
And there's just so much going on. I mean, we know that he got Jason's phone. Yes. He goes to Tracy's house to try to, like, give her the phone as his way back in. And Tracy now discovers what's really been going on with Ronald. How do you think she responded to Ronnie's confession? Do you think she responded properly, or she should have been more sympathetic?
Listen.
Well,
I'm just
confession time for Drew.
I'm just real tired of Ronnie's tomfoolery, and so therefore, I cannot sympathize with him. And so I'm like, Actually, I'm going to take that back.
Uh-huh.
Tracy knows what kind of dude Ronnie is.
Come on.
I think so. We all know.
Yeah, we all know what kind of dude Ronnie is. So when Tracy said, you need to do what you need to do, Ronnie said, bet.
Right.
Because Ronnie's that type of dude.
He'll ride or die. Mm-hmm.
So for you to come back and be like, I was upset, which, I mean, I understand your son died. Like, and that's a lot. But to act like you're surprised that Ronnie did what you told him to do?
I don't necessarily think she was surprised. My whole thing is she literally was like, you a grown man. What you do got nothing to do with me. Yes, and. Mm-hmm. You're right. I didn't put a gun to your head. I didn't tell you. I can't force you to do anything. But you also have to take responsibility that this man loves you and is willing to die for you, clearly, or willing to go against everything he might believe or not believe in.
Yeah.
Just to appease you because he loves you and wants you back or whatever the case may be. So I think we are all authors of our own story. But as we're writing our stories, we have to remember that there are other characters that are incorporated in our story. And we have some sort of responsibility to those characters, too, because we're the ones writing.
Yeah. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of, like, little, like, Justin Bieber fans or, like, what? The little, like, stan Twitter who, like, their favorite or whatever will do something mm-hmm. crazy or, like, will be upset with someone, and so mm-hmm. the little fans will go and attack that person. Like, I'm trying to think of a... Like, Ariana Grande's fans will, like, go attack Mariah Carey because Mariah Carey will be shady or something. Uh-huh. And it reminded me of that. Like, you're not necessarily responsible for your fans' actions, but you can't, like, you are aware something. That if you do a certain thing, they're going to follow. It's going to
be response.
And that's what that reminded me of. And I was like, you kind of, like, you know what kind of person he is. You kind of, like.
I think she got nervous. I think she got nervous because at that moment, she knew he definitely done something for sure. And she knows that Ronnie is the type that he... Although he may have done that in action, mentally, he can't handle that. And mm-hmm. I feel like she didn't want that on her.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want anybody else to know that she was somewhat a part of that. So that's why she took the distance yeah. and gave him, like, nah, this is all you, bruh. Mm. But I also thought it was interesting when we see her, like, cleaning out the house. And it stuck to me. I was like, I wonder, what is the most appropriate way to get rid of a loved one? Stuff, belongings. Yeah. Like, will y'all really sell hard. It? Will you, like, take it to, like, a Goodwill or give it to, like, another kid who maybe parents doesn't have any money mm-hmm. and you're giving them the video games? Like, what would you guys do if you lost a brother and you had clothes or something to give away? What would y'all do with it?
I literally don't even, like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you'd want to get rid of things, but then things will remind you of something, so you're like, oh, I'm going to keep that. But then, mm-hmm. like, I feel like you could do that with easily every...
Yeah, you can keep almost everything, and then as time goes on, like when my dad passed, mm-hmm. you know, like my little brother kept a lot of his clothes, mm-hmm. But literally it's been 10 years and those clothes are still in a duffel bag, you know, in my mom's closet, you know, so it's one of those things. It's like, and my brother lives in DC now, so it's like, sir, we need to, like, go ahead and donate these mm-hmm. to the Goodwill because they've been sitting in my mother's house for 10 years. You know, so it's that kind of thing. You want to kind of almost hoard these things out of selfish reasons, but someone else could use it.
Right.
It's kind of the same. You know, organ donating is really sensitive topic, and it should be your own choice. Mm-hmm. I won't say yay or nay for anyone, but it's that kind of thing, too. Yeah. It's like some people are like, I don't want, you know, my son's eye and someone else's eye, but I'm like, it's gonna go 6 feet under the ground and go to waste. Someone else can have vision. Mm-hmm. You know,
be a blessing somebody else.
So it's just touchy. Yeah. It's really, really touchy. And you don't know until you're in the circumstance. And it affects everyone differently.
Well, one person who didn't know what was going on was the grandma. She reminds me of Della Reese so much. She reminds me of
that grandma.
But the grandma was always on point with Tracy from the very, very beginning. Mm-hmm. And grandma, you gotta be listening to your grandma. Yeah, listen. Man. Grandma knows.
Grandma
for
ain't
sure.
never lie.
Well, y'all.
Grandma.
I just, you know, grandmas know, but there's just, it's the age thing.
Yeah.
And speaking of age, there's the old crew coming back. Listen, Q is back in town. He been back in town. We know this. He been making his moves like a chess player. And I really love that they showed that black man in the park playing chess. Shout out to that. But yeah, so here we are. He gets his crew back, JB and Tep. But I'm there is such a distinction, and I love Sonny's line when he says, you know, the young generation just don't have the same, they don't move the same, they don't have the same kind of respect, you know, because it's like, we could be gangsters, you know, the old generation is like, we could be gangsters, but the community is one thing, they don't. We don't cross that. And now the younger generation is like, we don't care who's around. Mm-hmm. They can all get it. It's just kind of... So what do we think?
It's ego and impatient. I feel like older people, like, they will sit back and they're going to do it whenever they feel like it's the best time. Mm-hmm. Us young people, we're hot-headed. Nah, we're going to do it right now. You know why it's fresh, why I'm feeling this emotion. Like, we're very hot-headed when it comes to that sense. But when homeboy was about to come up to the freaking block party and was about to show his tail, I was just like, come on, man. Like, this is the one time probably out the year where everybody gets together in the community. Mm-hmm. You got the old people. You got the kids. You got all the favorite ice popsicles. You know what I'm saying? People dancing, the food. Why ruin a good time? You know? But it's not off the wall. You mean, we know how block parties go. Start off good, get a little crazy. Time to go home, you know? But I don't know. The brother is... I got my eye on that brother. I don't know. I got to fill him out some more.
I don't think he's what?
No, Reg. Jake's older brother.
Oh, Reg.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's lasting long one.
You don't think so?
No.
Why?
Because he's too wild.
Yeah.
And I think Q and his crew, listen, there's something.
Something's going to go down.
The loyalty that Tep and JB have towards Q mixed with the fear that they clearly have. Because I think it's when they got when they went to pick up JB, JB and Tep kind of had like shared the eye contact and was like, we don't really have a choice, but we have to go into this. I feel like dudes like Q freak me out because they're older and wiser and they're patient.
Yep, told you.
And when you're patient, you can think out every...
It's long game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's long
It's like
game.
The game of chess. Mm-hmm. You know, it's all strategy.
Yep.
And like they said in the window, mm-hmm. the young boys don't have strategy. Yeah. They're just on impulse.
Yeah. Yep. They're, yeah, like the younger crew, I feel like, is about winning the battles. They're not about winning the war. And Q is about winning the war, and he's okay with losing some battles to make you think that you're in the...
Like you're winning.
Like, okay. And so that's what, where I'm like nervous for all of these characters, especially Jake, who's getting kind of like pulled into
poor
that.
Little boy.
Listen, if y'all heard Jake,
he kind of liking it too. And I found that even interesting because you see like the character almost being pulled into the older gun street violent life. Mm-hmm. Initially, he didn't want to be a part of it. But now you feel like, I feel like he's becoming a little cocky. Like he kind of down for it now. You know, he's not as scared anymore. He knows what to do, you know. I feel like, and that's a story in itself because you have the people who don't want to do it, and they later find comfort in doing it, you know. So I thought that was pretty interesting to see that twist.
Well, I want to talk about Brandon now.
Yeah, Brandon,
and how we're introduced to him on his spiritual journey with Hannibal.
And Drew's in love with Hannibal, guys.
Listen, if anybody knows Hannibal or knows his. You know, social media, go ahead and at him with Drew. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to set this thing up, you know.
It's my birthday, so.
Hello, best birthday gift ever. Let's get Hannibal in the studio. How about that?
So y'all can see me just turn red.
So calm and like do yoga and stuff in real life.
Yeah, we should ask him that. Like, do you do yoga in real life? But Hannibal grows MJ. You know, Mary Jane.
I love.
You know, he's growing the Mary Jane.
LaToya, Janet, and Tito.
The whole Jackson family.
They all got names. Hello? They all got names. But I thought it was hilarious on, like, it's one thing to, like, peek into men's shop talk, like, at a barbershop.
Yeah.
But to peek into men's high talk about breakups was hilarious.
Yeah.
Jerrica sleeping with Cornelius. You know, I
all
think...
All I could think of was Soul Train when you said that.
I really believe that Hannibal gives the worst advice.
Your friends have always give the worst advice. Yeah,
I've never heard good advice
from a high person.
Listen. Question, what would it take to get you back? Like, Hannibal was giving all this advice, but then Sunny was like, you know, you gotta beg, baby, please, please. So, the women, let the women speak, because the men been speaking in this episode. What would it really take to get you back if a man kind of did something to betray your trust?
I feel like I need to calm down first of all. Don't try to talk to me while I'm hot-headed.
You need your space.
I need space, and then I need you to... respectfully asked to talk, and then I need you to hear me out first.
But you're not answering the phone. I'm blowing you up. Yo, Jerrica, yo, where you at? Yo, let me, like, he called her many times and you're not even answering. So what's it gonna take? What does a brother gotta do?
I honestly don't even know. And that's probably where all my problems resonate.
Maybe come up to my house or come up to my job. Not the job.
Not with my money.
Maybe come up to the house, ask to take me somewhere, and then we can discuss.
True.
You know, like maybe in a public setting because you know you can't turn up in public. Somebody's gonna watch you,
right?
And then somewhere mellow where we can, like, hear each other out, you know. But, I mean, I kind of blame Jerrica, too, because she never fully listened to what
he was saying.
She
never heard him out. She never heard him out.
Yeah, Jerrica stressed me out this episode.
I mean, it's just the whole, like, domino effect of what happened.
Yeah.
Like, bad advice is happening, but yet, you know, Hannibal is on Team Sarah, you know, the boss's wife.
Man, I'm like,
I know,
oh
Drew,
gosh.
you were going through it. I know.
I was like, is this? Hussy shows up on camera. I'm done.
But you know that's what's going to come up.
It's going to come up.
Well, now he's going to have angry sex with her because of Jerrica.
Listen,
might lose a job.
My thing is, I definitely didn't see this one coming. Like, after Hannibal sent the dick pic, right? I was like, oh, Jerrica's going to be mad. This is going to be another storyline. Mm-hmm. But then we get to the block party where everyone's like, you know, comes together. It's the reunion. It's the block party. And Jerrica is with, not Cornelius, but Demetrius.
Yes. And I thought it was interesting when he said, oh, you got one of yours, huh? Like, meaning of her kind. Yeah, like, where she came from, her background type of guy. And I thought that was actually funny. I was like, you're a little jealous that, you know, you don't feel like you're on the same level as him.
It's
but.
Not even that. Listen, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. Mm-hmm. I think it was too soon. What do you think? I'm like, yo, y'all literally just, and you already at the block party with somebody else. Listen, I'm not saying there has to be a timing thing, but I truly believe that you need time to, like, decompress from whatever you can. Yeah. When you're single again, you shouldn't jump right back into dating somebody else. And that's just my opinion.
And they was living together. It's not like they were just regular boyfriend and girlfriend. And his stuff is still at the house. They was living together.
Did they even actually break up, though?
She just said, you gotta go.
You gotta go. That's not a breakup.
So maybe that wasn't really...
Yeah, but she knew how that looked. Yeah, she knew that going out. Listen, when you're in a small town and everybody knows everybody.
Right, come
like,
on, girl.
Like, if you're seen out with somebody, you know that that's going to get back.
The same way Hannibal was like, go to the block party with Sarah. Yeah. And the reason why he's like, no, it's like, I'm not going to do that. I know she's going to be there. You know, it's one of those things like, honestly, I don't owe you anything.
I'm being respectful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So if I have someone who I used to date and I know it's their event, we have the same mutual friends and I'm going there, I'm not going to purposely show up with somebody. Now, if I got a ring on my finger, I'm sorry, boo. Like, my soon-to-be husband got to go with me everywhere.
Yeah.
But just some guy I'm dating,
yeah.
I would hope the same for me. Yeah. Like, if I'm in a show and you coming to see my show, don't bring nobody.
No. Not don't even to dare. My friend's show. Nobody shows
don't,
me.
Don't
no.
bring nobody.
No. Not at all.
You gotta get different shows. Like, we're not doing that.
Take her somewhere else.
Yeah, that was funny when you said, you know, everybody knows somebody. Mm. And you see, remember that street scene when we got the gangsters in the park or whatever they was, and they noticed Jake's little brother. And they was like, you know, you can stay. No, they told Kevin to go, but Jake need to stay. I was like, oh man, why Kevin gonna leave his friend? Would y'all have done that? Like, if someone, a D-boy, came up to you, got some beef with one of your friends, would you leave your friend hanging, or would you stick by their side?
But the beef isn't with the friend. The beef is with his older brother. And it's just like, you can't be in our territory. And listen, I come from a place where, like, if you are from a particular neighborhood, you don't go to the... Like, and I get it. Like, he's specifically going to see a girl. Like, and I know that. I know that it's like, if you're here to see somebody, we'll let you through.
Mm-hmm.
But if you not here to see nobody, you got no business being on this territory or this turf. And or if you're part of a family that's clearly my enemy, you can't be up in here.
Yeah.
I get that. Kev was on a mission to get his bike. I'm not mad about it.
Yeah, I feel that. Because you don't, like, from the gangster side, like, point of view, like, you don't really know his intentions. You don't know what this little boy can do. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I kind of get it. Kevin needed to get his bike.
Yeah. You had a bounce?
Yeah, because I don't think Jake was in any real danger. Yeah, they weren't.
They were just like, leave. The only danger, that's why he asked. He checked in first. He's like, are you going to hurt him? So I feel like once he got the clearance, like, we're not going to do nothing if he just leaves.
Yeah.
Now, if I knew my friend was in immediate danger, I'm holding him down.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm like, I would have stayed, but... Nowadays in this show, you can't stay or you can't leave. When it comes to the streets of Chicago, you just never know.
Speaking of not knowing what's gonna happen, can we get into some predictions, people? Ooh. What do we think's gonna happen next week?
I think that Q is gonna start some mess with Reg.
Oh, we know that's happening.
I mean, it's time for the true killer to come out. I'm like, what are y'all waiting for? Episode 10? I still want to know who really killed the little boy. Like, still want to know who killed Jason. Like, I'm tired of waiting for that. Definitely the chef wife is going to come up. She's resurfacing for sure.
It's going to be all right.
I just want to fight her. Like,
she's
not the actress.
For sure. And did the mama ever sell the house? Is the house? They still live in the house? What's going on with the house?
Well, we don't know. That wasn't in this episode.
Yeah.
That's all I can predict.
My prediction, I'm still going to kind of stick with my Reg thing. I don't think Reg is sticking around for long.
Yeah.
But I think because we're seeing Jake get more and more into it, I think that's going to be what kicks Jake really into the scene. And I think Jake might be getting in some trouble down the next couple episodes.
Mm.
That's good. If something happened to his brother, then he's going to, like, I can see that.
Well, I think my predictions are we're going to continue to go down this rabbit hole. I think we got a sneak peek of it at the block party, Q approaching Tracy.
Because
my prediction has always been that Q is the father of Jason.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, and that's why he's turned over a new leaf mm-hmm. because he had a son and he disappeared. So I think that that's going to continue to come to the fold, and that's yes. going to create another layer now between mm-hmm. Ronnie and Q, because Ronnie don't listen. We know this. So I think there's going to be even more beef happening these streets. Those are my predictions. So, guys, let's talk about our tweetable moment.
It was like so many. Like, it was so hard to choose one because it was like endless lines.
Okay, so we'll each do one. We'll go around so we don't repeat. One of my favorite tweetable moments was all the ass you've had and don't know what a crack is.
Okay, now that was daggone funny right there.
One of mine was from my dear long lost son, Papa. It's hormones, probably, Miss Williams. It's in the meat.
I wrote that one down too.
That was funny. Yes. I had two, but number one was when he said, what did he say? It was the boy that you like. He said,
Hannibal.
It was Hannibal. He said something about, why do you think I be staying in the house? Because the darkness always be coming for me.
Love that. Hannibal was dropping gems. That was many such tweetables a gem from
because
Hannibal.
Because sometimes you do have to stay to yourself. And when I got stay in the house, I didn't necessarily mean stay in the house. I mean keep to yourself.
Yes,
stay like, in your own zone. Your because when the moment you worry about something else or do something, you get caught up in what we're seeing now.
Yes.
So that's what I was like. It's darkness, baby, darkness.
Okay, my other tweetable moment was, your people should respect you, not be afraid of you.
True.
That was
good. I love that.
I love that.
That was good.
I love that. Because honestly, when you think about anybody that's really making change in the world, change does not come from fear. It comes from respect.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I love that.
I have a two-parter, because I had a really hard time picking between them. One was when Hannibal was talking about Godzilla, and he's like, I've been saving this for the apocalypse or Kwanzaa.
That was hilarious.
That had me dead, because same. And then also, because I feel like this might be my new, like, mantra, he goes, you're chi, bro, you're chi.
You're chi. You're chi.
I might start saying that. That's calm down.
That's your thing.
You're chi, bro, you're chi.
I like that. I like when the older guy says, cell phones is going to be the end of the world.
Facts.
And yes. I love that because I literally was just talking about technology earlier today with all the upgrades. Not getting too much into it, but for all the upgrades that's going on with iPhones, I really feel like they're spying in on us and they're watching us. And it's like it's done so they can have control. And I feel like a lot of us doesn't know how to communicate without it. We don't know how to be ourselves without it. We're just all over the place. And it's taking the form of real life, so...
I love that Twitter keeps joking that there's FBI agents watching us through our phones.
It
because
is.
Sometimes I'd be like, oh, hey, I named him Jeff. That's my FBI agent's name. I don't know if that's his real name.
Yes, but my friend has, like, the screen on her computer taped up.
I have that,
like,
too. I don't play.
It is, man.
Listen,
it
my
is.
Number one tweetable moment, Jesus is watching.
He's always watching.
Yeah, Papa, Jesus is watching. You already know.
Shout out to the baby for dropping the last gem.
Listen,
shout out
they
to the
said,
baby.
From the mouth of babes. That's what they say. But I do want to give a little gem from, like, the after the show, after thing.
The interview with Lena.
Yeah, Common said, like, gunshots at block parties. Things happen all the time in Chicago where, like, they're just having a good time and gunshots go off as a reminder of where they're from. And they felt it was really important to implement that at the block party. And I thought, again, showing the reality of where these people come from is what makes The Chi gold, is why we watch it every week. We thank y'all for being in the chat with us, Zayas and Roberta and everyone else. We will be here next Sunday, like always. Make sure you watch us. Ladies, where can they follow you and stay in the name of the game with y'all?
You can find me by using my name, Dominique Cerrito, on Instagram and Twitter, y'all.
And you can find me on all the things at OK Drew J. I'm dropping a super cool video tomorrow on Twitter, so make sure to tune in.
Y'all better tune in, y'all.
And you already know, it's your girl at Sally Hangout. Friend Sally Chapman, make sure you follow me on all the things. And hopefully our girl will be with us next week.
We miss you, girl.
We'll see you then. We'll buzz you later.
Later, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.